Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, you and I both, in the early days, in the 80s, when we first started drinking wine, kind of cut our teeth a little bit on some Chilean Cabernets, and they were good. They were really reasonable.
Yeah.
But then the quality seemed to sort of diminish a little bit.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure what happened, but I always felt, yeah, they were decent, but they were very timid wines, and they didn't have a lot of the oomph that Cabernet, say, from California had.
Right.
And I always remember the tannins were very, very mild.
So, they were.
That was the thing. But I have kind of updated my opinions, and I'd like to talk about some of these. I think there's actually a lot more character in the wines. The first one I'm going to talk about is called Unrated Extra Cab. That's the name, I swear to God. It's from Chile, 2019, $17. And according to the label, this is a punk anarchist cab sauv.
Okay.
Kind of a violent repudiation of the old timid Chilean cab sauv.
Okay.
And this is truly the biggest cab I've ever tasted. What it lacks in finesse, it makes up in pounding fists, to be honest. It does taste and smell like cab. But the black, you know, you got the black currant nose, the dark, spicy fruit flavors. And even though the alcohol is 4.5%, it's not super huge. And I think it might be a little bit bigger than that.
Right.
But it has just a ton of presence. The concentration is intense, and the flavors are, shall we say, pronounced. So there's nothing shy or refined about this wine. It's just a big old bruiser. Unrated extra cab. $17. Like it pretty much. The next one I tried is called Siegel Cab Sauv, Uber Cuvée. So what they call from the Colchagua Valley, which is a nice growing region. 2022 is only $10.
Okay.
And this is a very tasty cab sauv, quite full and deeply flavored. It starts with the nose of very ripe red fruit with a lot of smokiness tied into it. The ripeness is on the aroma, which is very evident in the flavor. It even borders on overripe, I think. The principal taste is super ripe black plums with earthy, smoky notes following on. The tannins are soft, the acids are a little on the low side, but the flavors are concentrated, and above all, it tastes like traditional cab sauv.
Okay.
So Siegel, Uber Cuvée, $10. That's a very good value for this.
Yeah.
Okay. Hugh, my wine of the week, however, is an old familiar name, Miguel Torres.
Oh, sure.
From Spain. It's called his Andica Cabernet Sauvignon from the Valle del Itata, 2023. $18, and I think it's every penny is well spent on this. It's a very good, you might call it entry-level cab, but I think it's even a little bit better than that. Good dark color, and just an attractive classic presentation of currants, black plums, and a touch of oakiness. But it's a flavor that really, really impressed me. It's intense and mouth-filling, and it's just a very concentrated wine. So the Miguel Torres Andica is my wine of the week. At $18 for this quality, it's a very good value, and I think people will enjoy it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.